Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
And welcome back, everybody. I have got a really special guest here this morning. Her name's Rhonda Brown. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Rhonda. Rhonda is an experienced impressionist artist, and she has been for many years. Her love of art and painting has led her to using art as a form of healing through significant life changes. I told you this is going to be interesting. We're going to learn a lot from Rhonda today. Through her own challenges of learning to build a successful business, she's learned to embrace structure and organization in a creative way. As a result, she now easily grows and monetizes her business. When launching her business, Rhonda had no idea how to build a business that assumed clients would automatically come. Don't we all? But they didn't. Rhonda then had to learn business skills, and a lot of these were left brain activities. And the real struggle for someone who is very right brain, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that as well. She discovered the missing link was to implement structure and organization activities with a creative approach. Now, Rhonda it's sort of intriguing, isn't it? Rhonda is now inspired to lead entrepreneurial women to tap into their creative side to gain greater clarity and confidence. Oh, and I love this line, and step into their own greatness. Shine through brilliance and live to their full potential. That just sounds very passionate. Rhonda said, tell me what brought all this on and what, I suppose the question is, what's your why?
My why is that I believe many women start their business with a passion for what they do and they really want to make a difference in the world with their gifts and their talents. And today is a perfect time for heart-centered women to really step up and, as ordinary people, really stand out and shine and be extraordinary. And I do what I do because I want to see women empowered and to create a successful business doing what they love. And I want to see them flourish, be empowered, and build a business embracing their uniqueness, where they're special, no matter where they are now in life or what they've experienced, because the majority of my life has actually been living with abuse and in victim mode. So I chose to be the change and step out, and it's been a journey to really embrace my uniqueness. And I just really want to see other women embrace their uniqueness, because you have something to share with the world. The world needs what you have.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the subscribers to this would know that that's exactly the heart center that I come from. So you can see why I asked Rhonda to join us as a special guest today. Now, Rhonda, who do you particularly work with?
I mainly work with women, and women who maybe are going through transition from mother to out into their own business, or maybe they've been in business for a while and want to step up to the next level. Or maybe they really want to connect to their uniqueness, where they're different and what makes them special. And I love working with women who are driven to success and like to take a holistic approach to building a business and not just following a pattern of what you're told to do.
It's still intriguing me, so I'm sure everybody else is going to be intrigued as well when we sort of get down into it. But I can hear your passion in your voice, and I love that. It's just, you know, really shows that you're there for the people to be able to create, and particularly women, to create their greatness. Now, that's, you know, what do you see as the major problems and for people achieving that level of greatness?
Starting a business can be the biggest personal growth that you will ever experience, because when you step out into starting business, you think it's going to be a certain way, But the reality sets in and you find it's totally different to what you thought it was going to be. And more often than not, you're a woman building your own business alone and you have to do everything yourself, from the marketing, the copy, your finances, absolutely everything, and you get into overwhelm and you just get so frustrated with it all. And often then you get uncertain about yourself and what you need to do. But you know you've got to do it, so you still take action. But because you're overwhelmed and uncertain, you're out there, you're taking different steps and doing different things, but it's not effective. When you're stressed and overwhelmed, you can't be effective with what you're doing, and you can't attract the abundance to you when you're in that state.
No, totally, totally agree with that. And that also leads to those feelings of judging your self-worth as well, doesn't it? You know, that's where I see a lot of my clients come from, is that judgment of their self-worth and their ability to do their job as well and to create the business that they want to create.
Exactly. We're our worst enemy when it comes to judging ourselves. And you think that you've got to fit a certain mold, be a clone, and you can't build a business when you're being like that. You've got to do it your way as you.
Mm. And look, I know we're going to touch on a lot of the same topics I've got in that my ebook, which is the 5 top barriers to success for the entrepreneurial women. And it'll be great because when we know what the barriers are, but now to be able to look at the creative aspect of eliminating those barriers. So how does all this feeling of frustration affect our lives and our businesses? Because it's not just about our business, is it? It's also about our lives as well.
Oh, totally. When you're building a business yourself, your personal life is almost its side by side, and one impacts the other. When things aren't right in your personal life, it affects your business and vice versa. And I'm sure your family members don't like to see you in this state of stress and overwhelm. And that all starts to then really have you doubting yourself, and you don't believe in yourself as much as you used to. And this really gets in the way, and often it's those subtle little things that really hold you back from living your brilliance. And when you're being held back this way, you quite often, when you're out there, you feel invisible out there in the marketplace because it's saturated with just so many people. And whatever it is that you do, you need to stand out. And how you stand out is by standing in your own power and really owning your own uniqueness and finding a different twist to doing things. And this you find in the creative process, and you add some fun into your business as well.
It's always good to have fun. And I would imagine that you'd actually have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit as well, would you?
Big time. And so many women say, oh, I won't go to that networking. Oh, I don't feel very comfortable, and what will I say and all this sort of thing, or maybe getting in front of a camera and doing videos, that's totally outside the comfort zone. But when you do that, well, that's when the magic starts to happen, because you've really stepped up and you're making it happen.
Yeah. One of my favourite quotes is from Neil Donald Walsh, and it says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And it's a good reminder, isn't it, that some things that may not be comfortable for us to do, that are often the most important for us to do as well. So how do you help people get to past that point of knowing what to do next?
What I do is I use a very gentle and nurturing approach by using art and creativity as a way of revealing what's there and releasing it and healing it as a result. And it's, when you think about business, it's a very different approach to having a successful business. And art and creativity, the way of going down the road less traveled to business abundance, and it is very much the road less traveled by most people, it has a big flow-on impact in your life and your business. Because images really bring forth the truth of the matter. And I call using images through the art and the creative process as shifting shit with images.
And I suppose because most of us, you know, claim to be quite visual people as well, that would even have a greater impact for people who are very visual?
Oh, totally. When you see what comes out on the page, it's mind-blowing for most people because they just don't realise that that's been sitting in there. And for myself personally, I just did it recently, just stuck, frustrated and everything. So I went to my journal book and I drew what I thought looked like a furball. So I coughed up that furball and moved on to greater things.
You and my pussycat at home.
Yes.
So what you're touching on the journal as well. So yeah. Why is your approach different and it's so important that to get these different results in our life and business?
If you keep doing the same thing all the time, you get the same results, and that's actually was the definition of insanity. You do the same thing expecting different results and it just doesn't happen. And creativity is a good way to just step out and do something different. And for a lot of people, it is outside their comfort zone. And many people think that they aren't creative, whereas we all have that creative ability in us. We just stop using it. And creativity is a great tool to have to use, especially when growing a business. And look at something you can be doing 10 minutes a day, and it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the better it gets. Or you can get lost in it and spend hours doing it. And the big rage at the moment is colouring in books. Everybody's going out there buying their colour pencils and colouring in books. And that's another little thing that you can do, and it's quite meditative as well. And it's about the process. It's not about trying to create a perfect picture. It's just bringing what's within out onto the page. And it's about taking a step into the right brain, the creative brain, where you can access the neural pathways that allow you to go beyond what's in front of you, beyond coming up with the same answers all the time, or what you think it should be, or what the perception you have that other people think it should be. So it takes you past being stuck and overwhelmed to clarity and certainty, and you can see your way forward as a result. And it helps to bring forth your uniqueness where your greatness is as well. And images are good because quite often we know that there's something there and we don't know what it is and you don't have the words, but the images bring forth exactly what it is. Because your heart and soul knows the truth and can bring that forth onto the page for you. And split brain research looked at the function of the different brains, and it showed that we experience images and emotions and feelings first and words second. So it's your right brain that actually takes in the experience, the images and the emotions and feelings about it, and the right brain stores those images and feelings.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah.
And then the left brain comes along and interprets that into words, and quite often something gets lost in the translation, which is why we get those little stories running around in our head that aren't really that true.
Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because that perception, and I think from the women that I know and have worked with, they're the greatest storytellers of that voice in their head that does tell an incorrect story
totally.
To their own perceptions.
Mm. Totally. Because what the left brain does, it stores the memories and the words. So when you're experiencing something and seeing something, it categorises it and judges what it's seeing, and what it uses as the yardstick is your learned beliefs. So it's no wonder those stories start popping up.
Yeah, and they become our... What's the term, you know, what we project, we perceive, what we perceive, we project. So we project what those stories tell us, and it, you know, it usually isn't the truth about who we are, but it's the truth that we put out there and the perception of other people And exactly. It's a continual playing story in our head, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're running a business, those stories don't serve you at all. And this is where the creative space really comes into play. It's very powerful into tapping into those experiences, the images and the words, and bringing them out on the paper so you can release them and let them go and create a new story, a story that's true for you.
Okay. It's certainly – and this is something I think that when women are trying to fit into, unnecessarily trying to fit into that male corporate space, the perception is that they have to travel that way as well. Whereas what you're saying is it's the importance of being unique and, and uniqueness in our femininity as well, to be able to create the story that still is going to achieve the success we want, but to do it in a way that we're able to express ourselves in the way that we feel is our true self, as opposed to something that somebody else is expecting us to be.
Exactly. When you embrace and embody the uniqueness of you and really stand in that power, even when you're in a male environment, you can be strong but still have the feminine energy with you and to make the impact and get the results that you want.
Yeah. So how do you put all this together and how would a person achieve the best results?
I find when people come to me, the best results they get is spending a day with me on the road less traveled to business abundance. And this allows you the time and the space away from the busyness of the world and all the distractions that come into your day, because you really need to just focus on you and your business and what it is you really want. Because sometimes you start your business and you think you want something and things aren't working out, so you're not sure anymore and you don't really know what you want. Or maybe you're doing things that other people saying that you should be doing now, or and then you get confused even more. So the road less travel has five elements to it, which are recognize, release, reveal, expand, and create. And in the recognize part,
I'm going to ask you to expand on all of those, which is terrific, because we've got plenty of time to be able to do that. So, tell me all about this.
The recognize part's important because you want to change or things aren't working for you. So we go and recognize exactly what's happening now in your business and in your life, if that's impacting on your business as well. And quite often you think there's one thing you want to change, but when you step into that creative space, other things pop up for you that can have an even bigger impact for you.
Can you give me some examples of that, Rhonda? What have you seen? Just no names, of course, but what have you seen?
Well, one lady was quite surprised. She discovered that she was keeping herself in a holding pattern because she had big issues around money and her father. So she wasn't really starting her new business, a business of her dreams, and she was just playing around instead and really not achieving anything. So she went on and she started her business. She's returned to the UK and it's really blossoming for her now, and she's really standing in her uniqueness as herself and attracting as a result.
Mm. It's quite powerful, isn't it? And she didn't recognise that was holding her back?
No, she wasn't even aware that it was there. That's why it's these subtle things that hold you back.
And that's a really interesting point, isn't it? It's to do with a lot of fears that we have in life that we don't recognise just how powerful those beliefs and value systems that we clutch onto, thinking that they're the ones that are important to us, and we carry them through our adulthood. And until we get the opportunity through something like your program to be able to recognize that those values and beliefs haven't been serving us as well as they could, and then to look at what's actually underlying why they're there and what's held us back, it would be an extremely powerful process for people.
Definitely, because quite often those things that are there, you've lived with them for so long, you're just operating without even knowing that they're there.
Mm.
And after we look at where you are now, we go and look at where you want your future business to be, what it looks like, what it feels like. And then we bridge the gap between now and then and how you can get across to your future business of your dreams.
So is that the release part? So we've got recognize. No. So that's still part of recognizing?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just recognize where you are now, recognize where you really want to go.
Right. Okay. And again, drawing that picture. I mean, they say a picture tells 1,000 words.
A picture tells a thousand words.
Yeah. So being able to create the image of where you see yourself in the future. So how do you go about doing that?
I start with a meditation first so you can really tap into your inner wisdom and they can bring forth what you need. And then you go on to put that onto paper and it's your choice whether you want to paint it, crayons, collage, whatever it is, whatever you're drawn to. And I love watching it because everybody's creative in a different way and they put onto that paper totally different stories in their way because it's their story, so it has to be done their way. And when they need guidance, I give it to them, but mostly I let them guide themselves.
And through all different forms of delivery with the art, so it's...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Oh, I love playing with colours and things like that. So I can imagine it would be very, and especially with others in the group because you'd get a chance to share and expand a little bit more as well. So recognising where you are now, what's holding you back and where you want to be. So tell me about the release.
The release is in that process of recognising all your blocks, your fears, your limiting beliefs come up. So then we release them.
Beautiful.
And then burn them up afterwards.
Oh, yes.
Poof, gone.
Yes. That's one of the tips they say when you're angry about something, isn't it, that you actually write it down but you don't actually forward it. You just release it.
Yes.
And it's all gone then, isn't it?
I even had one lady throw a tanty and rip the pages and threw it all everywhere.
And did it help her?
Yes, it did.
So, you know, and obviously that's one story. And have you, you know, just even getting to that stage, can you share us something that's been quite powerful that you've seen at that stage with people, other than a tanty, which is very powerful?
One lady, what she did in that space, she drew a spider's web and that's how she was feeling, all tangled up and confined and mucky and murky in this spider's web. And seeing the visual on it, she really got what it was.
Mm.
And she was able to release that. So we went on and she just scribbled it out.
Well done. Yeah, that seems a very, very powerful process. And I'm sure that would benefit a lot of people to be able to do that in a creative space. Yeah. Now, what have we got? We've got reveal. Oh, that sounds very interesting.
Reveal is after you've recognised and released all the shit, it's time to tap into your inner wisdom again and just really uncover your unique gifts, how they are special to you. And they end up taking a little gift box with their gifts in it. And then we look at their top three gifts and how they can use those gifts to build their business. It's not much point knowing what your gifts are and you just sort of have them float around and you not do anything with, because those gifts are what make you unique. So you need to have them in your business and use them in your business, because that's what will attract others to you.
And I know that's something that particularly women I've noticed, most of us have incredible stories to tell, but we tend to Not recognize them within ourselves. Other people might see that, but we don't recognize that within ourselves. So we don't see it as anything special. It's just who we are and what we do. But there's other people that would crave that ability to be able to do what they do, but which is just easy for them to do. I know something I had recently. I file things in my head. I have very clear filing stations, and so I don't get confused and I don't get overwhelmed very often because everything's just filed and you open it up and close the file. And I sort of thought most people did that. And I can see you shaking your head. and that's what the person said, you know, what are you doing with that information? Well, you know, I can help clients with it, but it's a perception that it's just normal and it's not. It's something that as each of us has a special gift to be able to share with somebody else. So
exactly. Yeah. Unless you take the time just to have a look at that and you learned that yourself, you don't know.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. We are, and just on something that I do with groups of friends or with the mastermind groups that I'm with as well, is that we finish with a gift of a word to each person. And it's really powerful. So I encourage all my subscribers to do that with your friends or with your business groups as well, is that you can put them in a basket and do it that way, write on them and give that basket to the person, or just verbalize, you know, somebody's uniqueness, because again, they don't hear it themselves, but looking from the outside, it's quite powerful, and it has a powerful effect on people to recognize and reveal their own uniqueness, as you're saying. So yeah,
exactly.
And then owning those words.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I give them a little gift box with them in to take home, so they can have it there. And when they're feeling a bit low, they can pick up their gift box and reconnect with their gifts. And as you build business, you discover you've got other gifts as well as you learn and grow. So you pop those gifts in the box as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that is extremely powerful. Now tell me about expand.
Expand is you've looked at your gifts, you want to know where you want your business to be. So we expand on that as to how you can use those gifts and take your business to where you want it to go. And it's a bit like a creative mind map. You can do it in a mind map form. I've got a lovely little butterfly tree. You can do that to expand it and really make things grow for you. And it's not a linear way of doing things, because many people say, look, you know, you make a list, and look, lists are good, but this way is different. It gets other things outside your head and you can expand and grow on different things and get a visual of it, of where your future business is going and how you're going to get there.
And the beauty of having a visual too, as opposed to a list, is you can retain that picture. Well, you know, most of us, because we are quite visual, that picture sticks with us in our heads, so that when we're on a path, we can, you know, grab it out of not our imagination, but our memory, and be able to go, oops, I know where that's going now, and then madly create more things as we're going along the way.
Exactly. And I mostly work with women, but this gentleman wanted to come and work with me because he wanted to make some radical moves in a traditional business. And he sat there and he just, wow, in that scribble I can see the steps I need to take to move my business forward. He was blown away.
Isn't that's exciting? And for you as a coach and a trainer and, you know, someone that's passionate about being able to get people to recognize that would be, you know, I know when I have somebody really get something, it just is what I'm there for, and I imagine that's exactly how you're feeling about that as well.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah,
it's exciting. So creating, that's where we're up to, isn't it? Expanding?
Yes. So we've expanded where we're going. So you're creating now. It's a very visual business plan of where you want to go, so that you can, and it's small enough that you can have it with you, you can take it with you, and there you've got a visual of all the steps that you're going to take to get your business where it's going. And in that process as well, you choose a power word for the that means something for you that helps you keep in touch with it. Could be bold, minds flourish at the moment.
So it changes as the
flow.
As the time needs, as you go through different stages.
Exactly, exactly. And then when you've created that, to help that manifest quicker is to you're going to make some affirmation cards for you to use to bring that closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes into your world, it happens for you.
And is that part of the journal that you were discussing? Is that the thing we're carrying around with us all the time?
The journal can be anything. Sometimes shit goes on there. It can be questions, something that you want to create, something, a beauty goes in there. Any shit that goes on there, I usually collage something over it to change the energy of it. I put my goals in a very visual way in there. Sometimes I do my affirmations in there in a creative way. In the VIP day, I get them to do some cards, affirmation cards that they can have with them,
mm-hmm.
With their business plan, so they can say that affirmation and so the universe starts to bring that forward for them, manifest it for them. Instead of just walking away and doing nothing, they've got an ongoing thing to do as well.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. And I mean, there's been so many stories told and videos and movies out about that continual affirmation. And as we know, it's not just thinking the things, but what you're saying is the application as well. So you get the ability to have the creative moment and then to be able to affirm what you want and then have the ability to go out and apply it. So yeah, that's certainly – I love those elements, recognize, release, reveal, expand and create. And as you've stated that each element builds on itself. So you mentioned that the creative entrepreneur meets, what's the fourth Monday of every month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be so much fun with everybody just joining in. It's fun and obviously you jump into the activities but there'd be the business focus.
It's a couple of hours where they can step out of their business. It's a community of other women and there's a lot of collaboration, sharing and interaction between them. And we tend to get a little bit serious when we're running our business and we get so focused on it. And we do need to bring the fun element into running our business because that lifts your energy and the energy of the business as well. So we do a fun little exercise to start off with, and then I do an activity with a business focus. It could be on the rituals you need to support you. It could be around your ideal client. The one happening this month is the place of possibilities of where it's limitless. Where would you like to take your business? And just having some fun exploring that.
And that's a really good point that I've actually cover in my book, because the women often don't dream big enough.
No, and I can relate to that one.
Yeah. We're sort of really limited by our imagination, and there's a whole lot of studies from different universities as to, you know, how powerful that imagination and that expectation of achievement as well. And the tide's slowly starting to turn. There are statistics, though, that, you know, that there's more women now becoming entrepreneurs and self-employed than there are men, and it's a much higher rate than men. But there's still 50% less. There's only 50% less than men to actively go and promote their business, which is a huge statistic, isn't it? It's very much 19th century thinking, as you know, in a 21st century world. So this type of process, it's not something that it's something that women can connect with, but then gain the benefits from being able to connect with that and recognize that you can dream as big as you want. There's nothing holding back except your imagination.
Exactly, and I don't know about you, but as a child growing up, your imagination was just right out there and you just imagined and dreamed about anything. And then as we go through the school system and adult life and all those things happen, our dreams shrink. So in the creative space, you can allow them to grow and expand.
And I love that you're doing this in groups. In the Five Barriers book, one of the barriers is working in isolation. And this is what a lot of us women do in our work, is work in isolation, expecting, as you said before, being able to be the bookkeeper, the marketing expert, the PA expert, the financial expert, the mother, the wife, the yeah. You just get the list goes on. But and to be able to tap into resources such as yours to be able to recognize that, no, there's more to this and there's people out there that can support me as well. So tell me some of the outcomes from some of your clients.
One client came to me, she was actually doing a marketing course and had to put in programs and that together, and she just went into total overwhelm. She didn't know where to start or what to do and all that sort of thing. And when she left, she felt like, oh, a weight had dropped off her shoulders, and she left feeling very calm and quite centered and excited. And she had so many creative ideas flowing about what she could do, and she felt that her creative floodgates had opened and they'd been closed for so long. And she found that the processes were not only fun and simple, but they were very effective because they broke down the tasks into manageable steps that had amazing outcomes for her. So she's got some amazing programs together that she's getting out there now.
I love that terminology, the creativity floodgates were open.
Yes.
We all love to do that.
Yes.
And any other stories?
Another lady, she's actually a copywriter, and she was procrastinating about writing her book, which I found was rather odd, but she was. And she came and had a session with me, and she cleared all her blocks, and she's now finished her book and has released it, which was very exciting. Oh,
no, that's very exciting for you, isn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, because you get to see something tangible at the end of it as well. You know, I'm not surprised that a copywriter got held up, because we were talking about that sense of self-worth and that judgment. So who are you going to judge the most about writing a book?
Yourself.
Someone like me that has said, well, that seemed like a good idea at the time, and I'm a salesperson and a sales coach, so I wrote the book, or somebody that's a copywriter that's going, this should be a good book.
It's your limiting beliefs again that pop up.
They certainly do. And I know you had another lady that, Jenny, you told me about her a little while ago.
In the process, she didn't really feel that she had anything special, and she really revealed her unique talents and where she's different in the marketplace. And she got a lot of clarity on the way that she could move forward in several areas, and she actually changed the direction of her business a bit and is now much more comfortable in confident and creative in marketing and her product development. And she's now taking her programs to the world. And I saw her only a couple of weeks ago, and she sat there and said, well, I have all the clients that I want.
Oh, wouldn't that be a nice feeling?
That's what we all want. Yeah.
I know that the subscribers listening to this would be going, oh, that's exactly what we all want, isn't it? So being
exactly.
able to do that in a creative model as well.
Yeah.
And your VIP day? You touched on that. You want to tell me a little bit more about that, about the benefits of doing something like that?
I had a lady come to me. She's actually a coach herself, and she booked into the VIP day, and she found it was a really valuable investment for her. And she said it was the whole day of just being guided through gentle yet deep processes that gave her greater clarity on the next steps for ongoing business. Because she was actually spending a lot of time on those activities that don't generate income. And look, most of us are guilty at that because that's in our comfort zone. So she's now recalibrated with clear next steps, and she's focusing on those income-producing activities and opportunities, and as a result on watching her business grow and grow, because she has unique talents to share with the world. And it's she found it saved her time because it helped to clear away all that junk that we tend to get in the way, and it allowed all the gems to come forward to help her in herself personally and to help her grow her business.
Yeah, and once and what I'm hearing too is once you have, you know, the more tools that women in business, women entrepreneurs can possess, the more ability that they have to make decisions based from a place of resource filled rather than based from a place of lack. So, you know, we're often talking about lack of time, lack of money, lack of skill and lack of understanding. Whereas when you seek out new experiences and new opportunities to learn something new, learn from a different perspective, learn from something that's going to step us out of our comfort zone and be creative, then they're not making decisions based from a place of lack then. They're making decisions from a place where they're fulfilled with abundance and knowledge and ideas and creativity, and then, as you said, then recognize their uniqueness and be able to step out and create, as you've said, those stories you've told us, create the businesses that they're seeking. We're all seeking.
Exactly. And we all need different tools because we need different things at different times for different experiences that we're having at the moment. Creativity fills the heart space and gives meaning to what you do. And it's just not your headspace, because the magic doesn't happen just in the headspace. You have to get into the heart space and that creative side. And that helps you with healing, expanding, having fun, and just coming up with new and fresh ideas for what you need to do in your business to grow your business. Because when you're sitting there and just asking yourself probably the same questions all the time, you keep getting the same answers. Mm. So when you're playing in the creative space, it's amazing what you come up with, things you wouldn't have thought of. And look, it even happens for me, because sometimes I do get stuck in my left brain because I think I should be.
Oh, well, that's a word, isn't it?
Yes.
That sets us up for failure, that word.
Definitely. So it doesn't appear often now. Becoming less and less.
Yeah, and being able to delete the should is it leads to unhappiness because it removes any limiting beliefs if we stop using the word should.
And the more you step into your own greatness, where you're special and unique, the shoulds fade away until they're not there anymore.
Yeah. Now I'm going to just put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
And so five takeaways for the people listening to this. Five takeaways. If they went out and applied to their business tomorrow using a creative model, what would you suggest they do?
Look, whatever you're experiencing now, wherever you are now, you can change it. You can be the change. And it's just deciding to be the change, and it doesn't happen overnight. Creativity is a way that can help you through that transition, and it can actually build your resilience through that change, because it gets you into a different headspace. And you are creative. Everybody's creative. It's just a matter of bringing it out and just have fun and play. Just bring some joy into your life and go and get the crayons and the coloured pencils and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's some good advice there. And I'll just add one, give yourself a break.
Exactly. Instead of reaching for the cuppa and the Kit Kat, pick up a
or the glass of red wine, Rhonda.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Ribena. The Ribena is always useful as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So now we talked about some of the things that you've got on. I'd really like you to share that and provide information on how people can get in touch with you as well, because I'm sure that there's people listening that are going, you know, that's going to be something that I'm really interested in.
As we mentioned before, I have the Creative Entrepreneur once a month on the fourth Monday of the month. If you just want to dip your toes into creativity, that could be a way. And that's $25. You come along for 2 hours, everything's supplied, and just go with the flow.
So $25 for 2 hours of creativity. Oh, my goodness, that just
yes, sounds... it won't be staying at that price much longer.
So jump in, is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes.
Not just tip your toes, jump
yes,
in.
Yes. That you can find, it's on Meetup, the Creative Entrepreneur, so you're welcome to go and join that and come along. I'd love to see you there. And to really take action and make big changes in your business, book in for a VIP day where it's just you and me. And it can be tailored for whatever you need. And that's normally $325. If you take action from listening to this podcast, it's $275.
Okay. So that's all that when they get in contact with you, they'll say, hey, I listened to Janine's podcast.
Yes.
And I'm really keen to do this. Beautiful. That's yes. That's really nice. It's great value for the subscribers. Thank you for that.
So you can... do I give my phone number, website? What do I do?
Yeah, and don't you have a group day as well?
No, that's the Creative Entrepreneur. Oh, the group day?
Yeah.
I do have group day, so contact me as to when the next group day will be.
Mm-hmm.
That one is normally $157, but if you mention this podcast as a special to you, that's $127.
Excellent. So, yes, now please give us your details, Rhonda, so they can get in touch with the Creative Entrepreneur.
Thank you. The Creative Entrepreneur is Meetup, the Creative Entrepreneur. My mobile is 0407 779 386. You can ring and have a chat. And to book in for the VIP day, you can ring me on that number or you can visit my website, which is rhonda-brown.com.
Okay, and email address as well?
info@rhonda-brown.com.
That's nice and easy. Yes. Look, I really want to thank you for the time that you spent sharing the ideas on the creative business, the creative business model. It's I'm sure that there's been great value offered and really interesting points. And you know, the beauty of these podcasts is that it gives people opportunity to take away one or two points that might just be those that big change to their business that's going to step it up to that next level. And I'm sure that what you offered today was of great value. And I can see, look at that. I'm using visual words, Rhonda. And I can see that sort of creative mind space and to be able to step in it will definitely assist my podcast. So once again, thank you, Rhonda Brown.
Thank you, Janine.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.